your Bibles. This isn't the message for today, but the Lord just took me here a minute ago. And so open your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 16 for a moment. The Lord was just showing me. Sometimes he just gives you a revelation of some things that are going on. You know, in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse number 8, the Apostle Paul says, "But I will tarry in Ephesus until Pentecost." Now, today is Pentecost Sunday, right? "For a great door and effectual is open to me, and there are many adversaries." In other words, we're getting ready to step out. And I'll tell you one thing, as long as you stay in here and you jump around and you shout and sing, the devil ain't bothered about you. But the moment you go outside of the doors, hello? You know, the Apostle Paul would say, "Hey, there's an effectual door that's open to us, but there's many adversaries." Amen? But we don't go unarmed. We go armed and dangerous. Not dangerous to anybody, but we're armed by the power and the word of God, and we're dangerous to the kingdom of darkness. Hallelujah. Praise God. You got a song? Okay. Just check it. Hallelujah. Open up your Bibles with me to where were we preaching today? 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Go there with me for a moment, and we're going to get into this word. Amen? If you're there, say amen. Amen. You know, one of the things in Hebrews 4:12, the Word of God says the Word of God is quick and powerful. That word quick comes from the Greek word zeo, which means alive. It's a living word. All right? So the Word of God is alive and it's powerful. Amen? I believe that some things are going to change in some people's bodies, minds, souls, and spirits today. Amen? So let's look and see what the Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, beginning to read at verse number 9. He says, "But as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have not received the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God." I want to focus our attention this morning to verse number 10 that says, "But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God." Today, the title of this morning's message is Prophesying Health. Prophesying Health. In our text, we find to appeal, to reveal, and to unseal. Okay? So let's lift our word together, and can we make a declaration together? So we come into unity. Say, "I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God's word says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word, and my life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Lord, speak to me, for I'm listening. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen." Father, I'm so grateful for your word. I'm so grateful that you sent it to accomplish what you sent it to this place to do today. Now, Father, I pray, Father God, speak through this vessel. Father God, may the words that come forth bring life and edification, exhortation and comfort to every hearer that's gathered here today. And when all is said and done and accomplished, you'll receive all the glory and honor and the praise. For I ask these things in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen and amen. First he says, but God hath. It's done. So we're gonna make an appeal here to you today. So I want to just build a foundation for this. So if you would start and go to John chapter 1. John 1:1, it's a familiar text. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was the life. The life was the light of man. And the light shineth in darkness, and darkness comprehended it not. And so I want you to go back to Isaiah chapter 7. Isaiah 7. This is over 700 years before Jesus was born. John 7:14 says, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, or God with us. Now look in your Bible to Luke chapter 1. I'll explain in a minute. Luke chapter 1, verse number 35. And the word of God says, and the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also the holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God, or Emmanuel, or God with us. I want you to understand something today as I go into this word. What God wants to appeal to you today is 700 years before this took place, the prophet Isaiah prophesied and spoke the word. Virgin Mary had to receive the word.
That's right.
The word that was prophetically spoken, she had to receive the word, and the word was conceived in her, and then it became. The word was conceived in her. The Bible says, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld the glory of the only begotten, full of grace and truth. In other words, God wants you to understand that God has. When the prophetic word of God goes forth, somebody has to grab a hold of it and take it and receive it for themselves. Because if you don't take it and let it become you, it'll never have an effect. It'll go right past your head. It'll go right past your ears, and it won't have an effect inside of you. You got to take it, let it be birthed in you, and all of a sudden it's going to become something. You listening to me? So look with me to Jeremiah chapter 33. The children of Israel were in bondage to the Chaldeans. The word of God says in Jeremiah 33:3, he says, call unto me and I will answer thee, and I will show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. But I want you to go to verse 6. This was a prophetic word that was spoken. He says, behold, I will bring health and a cure, and I will cure them, and I will reveal unto them the abundance of peace in truth. If you look on further a little bit in chapter 33 to verse number 15, it's prophesying about Jesus, the branch of righteousness to grow up unto David, okay? He's the righteous branch. He's from the seed of David. So this is speaking to the season that we're in now. This is the time that we're in. So here's what the Lord said to me. He says, behold, I will bring it health. Health comes from the Hebrew word aruha. Aruha means to bring restoration or to restore. to bring restoration or to restore. He says, I will bring health and cure. Cure comes from the Hebrew word morphe, which means deliverance, that he will deliver. And I will cure them comes from the Hebrew word Raphael. It's spelled R-A-P-A, but it's pronounced Raphael. Raphael means to make whole. So here's what the Lord is saying. He is saying to you and I, his children, he says, I will bring help. I will bring restoration. I will bring deliverance. I will bring healing. I will bring peace. And I will bring you the truth. I will bring you the abundance of peace. What is stealing your peace? What is stealing your joy? Is it sickness? Is it disease? Is it in your mind? Is it in your body? Is it in your soul? Is it in your spirit? God says, I am the healer. I sent my word to heal your disease. In other words, there was a prophetic word that was spoken. And what God is saying is, will you grab that word? Will you take a hold of that word? Will you grab a hold of it and take it for your own? Will you let it become you? Will you let it become your restoration? Will you let it become your deliverance? Will you let it become your healing? God isn't going to force it on you. You've got to take it and receive it. He wasn't going to force it on Mary. Amen? But Mary had to receive the word and it became. Hallelujah. The word of God says in John 8:32, for the Son is made free, is free indeed. How? For you shall know the, and the truth shall, you shall know the, and the truth shall make you, you shall know the, and the truth shall make you, free from sickness, free from disease, free from every weapon the adversary is trying to form against you, in the name of Jesus. Amen. You know the problem. These words are traveling through time. Once they were spoken, they were traveling. They're just traveling. And if we don't grab a hold of it and take a hold of it and call it my own and let it possess me and take a hold of it, it just goes right over my head. Hello? He said, I will give you health and I will cure you. I don't know about you, but cure doesn't mean the symptom. Cure gets to the cause. Cure gets right to the rock in the water, not the ripple effect. Amen? God have. He says he has revealed it to us by his Spirit. See, he sent his word to reveal to us truth. Turn me to Romans chapter 5. That's probably not popular preaching. Hello? There's not one word that God spoke that he didn't mean. There is not one word that God spoke that isn't for your benefit. You're his child and whom he loves. I've heard people say and say before, and this doesn't have anything to do with anybody. Don't think I'm talking to anybody. I'm talking as a whole. I've heard people say, well, I got this sickness, but the Lord's trying to teach me something. He ain't trying to teach you nothing through sickness. Get out of here. The Satan's bringing that on. God's not making you sick. God's a God of love, you know. Hey, you love your children. You want your children to get sick? Come on. Come on. We got to recognize who our battle was. He says God have. God has already done it. Amen. It's a part of you and I getting it in. Our minds won't comprehend it. Our minds just don't want to take a hold of it. That's why it's the Spirit. It's revealed by the Spirit. Because if we're looking at it in the natural, it's not going to make any sense. We got to see it in the Spirit. You know, the word was spoken and it's traveling through time. And all God is saying, hey, will you take a hold of it and grab it for your own? I don't know about you, but I don't want to be sick. Amen. Amen. And he, when he said, it is finished, it was done, it was complete, he doesn't have to do anything else. He's already accomplished it. Just got to get past our mind and our thinking, because we've had so many reports. We've read so many things. The devil has lied to you so many times. Amen? That for some reason or another, you think, you know, the consequences of sin is death. God paid the penalty, and the gift of God is salvation through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen? You know, I'm gifted. You're gifted. We've got the gift. So in Romans 5, he says this. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, when you ask Jesus to come into your heart, you ask forgiveness, you're forgiven. You're forgiven. He removed it as far as the east is from the west, not to be remembered again. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. What do you think the glory of God looks like? Yes, Dusty. It looks just like you. Look to you. Look to you. Look to the ones beside you and say, "You're the image of God."
You're the image of God.
You look kind of glorious. Amen. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulations work in patience. And patience, experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. You know, and when the Apostle Paul is saying this, he's saying, hey, and we glory in tribulations. I know that tribulations aren't fun. I know the trials and the tests that we go through are not fun. But we know what the result is. We know what the end of the story is. The word of God says to me, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Amen? He says, I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. He says, we can do all things through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We need to be like Paul. He was persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any creature was able to separate him from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen? Amen. God's revealing that to us. In other words, he's saying to you and I, no matter what you're facing, no matter what it looks like, don't buy into it. Believe me at my word. I sent my word to heal you, to restore you, to deliver you, to set the captives free. You know, when he was talking about breaking chains, man, we're up here breaking chains. Amen. I don't know about you, but he's the greatest chain breaker there is.
Yes, he is. Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, the Word of God says in 1 John, 1 John 2, he's revealed it to you. But you have an unction, 1 John 2:20. But you have an unction, or an anointing, or a smearing, the Holy Spirit. He says, but you have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. See, these things aren't hidden from you and I. They're revealed to you and I by the Spirit of God and by His Word. Now, I could sit here and preach to you doom and gloom, or I could speak to you life in the abundance thereof. Hello? See, he's made us able ministers of the New Testament. Not of the letter, but of the Spirit. Because the Spirit giveth life and the letter kills, all right? We're not here to kill anybody. There's enough killing going on in the world. I'm not here to tell you how bad you are. I'm here to tell you how good God is. Amen? I'm here to tell you how much he's already done for you. Everything you already need in life has already been accomplished. You just got to step in and receive what God has already done. There's not another thing he has to do on your behalf. You don't have to beg him. You don't have to plead with him. You just take what belongs to you. Whatsoever things you desire, believe and you shall receive it. Amen? Amen? And in other words, I've got to change the way I think. The doctor says you need to do this, you need to do this, you need to do this, and you'll get healed. Guess what everybody does? They do everything the doctor says. But Dr. Jesus says, believe me at my word. Receive that prophetic word. Let it be birthed inside of you so it can become something in you. Hallelujah. In other words, God is saying, Dr. Jesus, he's the great physician. He's the physician for every physician. Amen. He's the chief physician. Why do you think I'm saying this? Because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Amen. I'm not saying that you don't know this. You might know this. But if you don't, pray for that you're going to know it before you leave here today. Hallelujah. Look with me in Colossians chapter 1. Verse number 26. He said, even the mystery which have been hid from ages and for generations, but is now made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. That word perfect comes from the Greek word teleo, teleo. And teleo means complete. So in other words, he said, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man all wisdom, that we may present every man complete in Christ Jesus, whereunto I also labor, striving according to the working which worketh in me mightily. And that was Apostle Paul speaking. So he sent his word, he said, that but God hath revealed it to us by the Spirit. So we have the appeal and the reveal. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. And here I have to unseal. So go with me to Daniel, the book of Daniel, chapter 2. Verse number 22. The word of God says, he revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. Nebuchadnezzar had a dream, and he didn't have the interpretation of the dream. And Daniel, in a night vision, was given the interpretation. God gave him revelation and understanding. And some of the things in Daniel that was not exposed was exposed later by John the Revelator. And revelations, the apocalypse, or the uncovering, or the unsealing. There's one seal that's been sealed, none of us know. And we're not going to try to speculate what that is. Amen? And the book of Revelations, there's some things. So if we can say, we cannot say that we know everything, because we don't know everything, because one of the letters was sealed, and John was told to eat it, and it was going to be like honey in his mouth, and it was going to be bitter to his stomach. And so we don't have the answer to that, but we have everything we need. Let me begin again. Turn me to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. So be it. If I hear amen, that means that you're getting it. If you're not getting it, you got to stay there. Dusty's the prophet for the house. He's the mouthpiece. Turn with me to Amos chapter 3. verse number 7. The Word of God says, surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his prophets. There is nothing hidden. How many of you think were really listening to Jeremiah when he was weeping and crying? How many do you really think that was listening to Isaiah when he was prophesying? How many do you believe was listening to Ezekiel when Ezekiel started talking about a river flowing from the throne of God, life river that was flowing from the throne? How many people do you think listened to what Ezekiel was saying? God is saying to you and I, let's open our ears and our hearts to receive what God has for you and I today. Let's receive the word as the truth. We gather together in the body of Christ, and you know what we do? We come in here and we sit there and say, well, let me see if this is wrong, if that's wrong, let me see if that's wrong. But we never focus on what's right. We get so caught up in the criticism and the criticize and to look for what's wrong, we miss what God is saying. God is saying he's done everything for you today. He's said everything, that he's the God that sent restoration, deliverance, healing, peace, truth. It's all yours. All you have to do is grab a hold of it and take it and let it become. Amen. In other words, and the word became, 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 and the word became. It has to get inside and be and conceived inside, and then it becomes something. It's never going to have an outward effect if it doesn't do anything in the inside. Amen. In other words, it gets down in here. It's like food. He says that man can't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Amen. Man, if he sent his word to give us everything we need. It's alive. One time I just wish this thing would flap and fly around just so somebody would see it's real. Let the Holy Spirit dove fly in the Bible flying here. Sometimes you have to fly and just land it. But here's where you don't want to land it. This isn't where the word needs to land. It needs to land right here in the core of your being. This is your heart, according to the Bible, your very core. See, that word that was spoken over Virgin Mary by the angel, it had to be received to her very core. And it germinated, and it became. And as that word goes forth, what God is saying, you've got to let it germinate here, and then it'll become. Amen. Amen. Look with me in Ephesians chapter 1. That was a private joke. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1, verse 17. It says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ Jesus when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and have put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. What is God saying to you and I simply in closing today? But God hath revealed it to us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. That God has made an appeal to us today. He wanted to reveal His Word, to unseal to us some things that may have been blocked out of our understanding. For what reason? To heal. He is the healer. He is the healer. He sent His Word. See, it's faith. It's taking a hold of that Word and let it permeate your being and believing it, that God at His Word, that He'll do everything that He said He would do. Sometimes that gets difficult. Sometimes we see this sickness and disease and death around us that surrounds us on every level. We see it all around us. But I believe in a moment, things can change. I believe that God's bringing revelation into His Word, that as we enter into the last day, I believe God's going to do some great and mighty and wonderful things. There's things that are taking place all around the world. God is healing people every day. God is healing people every day. He is no respecter of person. That same God that healed them will heal you too. So in closing today, what do we want to do today is Healing Sunday. And if there's something that you need to be restored from, or something you need to be delivered from, or something you need to be healed from, God is here to heal you. We're here to stand in faith with you. If two agree as touching anything they ask, it shall be done of them of the Father which is in heaven. He says, for whosoever will, bow your heads and let us pray. Father, we're so grateful, Father.